It's good to have you back. We did have the both of you on episode 85 of Pop the Balloon or Find Love, where you ended up matching. Is it a yes for you for her?
Hell yeah.
And is it a yes for you for him?
It's a yes.
We got a match. I'll take the mic. Go ahead and get your lady. Make some noise for them, guys. How did you guys come to be on Pop the Balloon?
You don't really want to know.
She ended up on Pop the Balloon because she's a ran through, damaged, older, washed up woman who's still looking for clout at these advanced ages.
You can't handle the truth.
She wasn't a good enough woman to pick a decent man and maintain a family with a decent man up until this point. That's how she ended up on Pop the Balloon, but she still wanted the attention. And the man came on there because he wanted clout too for whatever brand he has. But the main reason other than that, and maybe I can get some buns.
That is so cheap.
I watch the show. I think that the show is quality. I think that what you guys put out is entertaining. And I also think that it would be a good, I thought that it would be a good opportunity to put myself out there to potentially find my my person.
Here we go again.
There is no one person. You've met your person multiple times. You look at least 35, 40. You didn't met your person 3, 4, 5 times over. You're not the person for any decent man. How about that?
How about that?
These people don't go on Pop the Balloon to find real love. How many marriages have come from Pop the Balloon? How many children have come from Pop the Balloon? All these people who come on Pop the Balloon are clout chasing.
You don't know that.
The experience itself was very nice. I met a group of beautiful women inside and out. Everybody was super supportive. Everybody was super encouraging. We were all there to put ourselves out there and open to receiving what was meant for us.
See, a lot of these women care more about meeting a new girlie than meeting a man. And that's one of the many, 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 many reasons why they're still single at these advanced ages.
Since you guys ended up matching, have you gone on a date?
We have.
You have. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Tell me about it. Tell me about the date.
Okay. The first meetup, I guess, wasn't really considered as a date. You know,
okay.
It was the group. Everybody from the show, we met up. I forget the name of the restaurant, but it was pretty nice. Me and Bam, we had some conversation there, had some food, had some drinks, and it was a good vibe.
Okay. How was that first hangout meetup, like he called it for you, Bam?
It was good. It was good.
You don't find that suspicious. You don't find that suspicious.
So she wasn't feeling it. So I just want to point that out off top. It doesn't take women long to know if they like a guy or not. So all it takes is a quick 20-minute meetup, or if we out with a group and we chopping it up, that's all it takes for a woman to decide, nah, this ain't for me. So realistically, she probably already decided there. I could just tell by her reaction when the host asked, well, how did you like the first little meetup? And she said,
It was good. It was cool. Like he said, it was like probably if it was 16 of us, probably like 12 of us went to the restaurant. It was okay. A nice rooftop situation. Everybody was just talking about life. So it was a good time for sure.
Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing that was when you guys were in Arizona. So after you went back, were you guys able to meet up again, or was that the last time you guys hung out?
Well, from there, Bam, it was Bam's 40th birthday. So okay. She went to Africa for a week.
Dead giveaway. Dead Charles, giveaway.
Charles, thank you very
Dead
much.
Dead giveaway.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Y'all know what I say about 40 and up. Anything serious is over. Any man looking to have a serious relationship with a woman really 35 and up is on some goofy shit, and he just doesn't understand the game, and he just doesn't understand women. He don't understand older women. That's a deal breaker right there for anything serious. We can kick it if you cool, but definitely not jumping through no hoops and definitely not playing no games for no 40-year-old box.
Why not?
It's time for her to jump through hoops at 40. even if she look good for her age, that black don't crack stuff, it don't matter. So next, he said she went on a week-long trip to Africa for her 40th birthday. See, these women aren't girlfriend material. That right there is kind of a deal breaker. You still trying to go on week-long birthday extravaganzas with your girlies? We know what you're doing in those places. It's not having wholesome nights, just having a couple drinks, kicking it with the ladies. No, it's twerking, it's turning up, it's having sex with the locals.
You can't run that game on me. Just another basic woman, right?
You too old for that, ma'am. But that's why you still single. You still trying to live hot girl summer at 40.
That's a damn shame.
The fact that you was even on Pop the Balloon is the deal breaker. The tattoo on the shoulder blade is the deal breaker. This is why you have to take heed to what I talk about, fellas, because you can avoid the bullshit that we're about to hear about by just eliminating at first three flags.
She had a ball, as she should. Yes. So I just send her text messages every day, you know, just to catch up, see how she was doing. Didn't really hear back from her, you know, took maybe 2 or 3 days I would hear back. And I think I was just taken back because she didn't text me right back, but okay. On her Instagram, she was communicating with her followers every day.
You think you can do this to me?
That's all right.
She knows she was on some BS. She's looking down in shame, and she's also thinking about what lie she's going to tell or how she's going to justify it. But the bottom line is she just didn't like him like that, and she knew that after the first night.
You know I'm surgical with this bitch, Jay. How you want it, dog?
But, bro, you shouldn't be that tuned in to, oh, she ain't texting me back, but I see her responding to people in her IG. You too invested, bro. Especially into a 40-year-old woman you met on Pop the Balloon. You're not too invested. There's no need to cross-reference. Bars.
Come on now, dawg. Come on, man.
This sounds like a man who doesn't have any options. Because that's how it sounds to women, too. Like, damn, you did an investigation? Why you ain't just blocked the number when she ain't respond to you in 3 days? See, this is desperate. You were still willing to talk to her after that happened. There was no coming back from that in a woman's mind. Oh, this dude a sucker. He willing to take that, and we ain't even locked in or nothing. We ain't had sex or nothing. He doing all this, and he willing to put up with all this nonsense. Oh, straight sucker. You got put in the straight sucker category. Let's just say you didn't block her, but after you didn't hear from her in 3 days or whatever, if you just left it alone and never text her again, she would have had more respect for you.
Right. So that kind of threw me back. But, you know, it was all good. When she came back to the States, I didn't know she was back. I hit her up, hey, how you doing? You still back in Africa? She let me know she was back, so I set up a date for us to go on, and we had a good time on that date.
Bam, tell me about, first he said you're not texting him back, you know, taking you 2 to 3 days. You didn't let him know you were back in the country. What's going on?
Well, yes. So I did go to Ghana. I went to Accra to celebrate my 40th birthday. And so I do have two phones. I have a business phone and phones, you know, a phone that, you know, a personal phone, right? So close family and friends, they have my personal phone number. And that's the one that my Instagram is attached to. Business and otherwise has the other phone. I left that phone in the States. I left it in my suitcase.
You can't make this up.